Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I done ran into my baby.
Welcome back. 7 till little Texas blues there, bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our good friend, Gene Siciliano. Gene is the founder and the president of Western Management Associates, the author of Financial Mastery for the Career Teacher. That's a new book. And then his classic book, which is just keeps on giving every year after year, Finance for the Non-Financial Manager. Both available wherever books are sold. Also, CFO for Rent, CFOForRent.com. That's his other website. Gene, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about divesting of our business, selling our business, letting someone else have it, and we go do something else. What is the capitalization picture look like out there, Gene, that you're seeing? You're out there, you're dealing with people who are selling their businesses. What's it looking like to be able to come up with the capital to buy a business?
To buy a business. So there's the other side. There's a lot of money out there now in private equity firms mostly, and in individuals who have done well in the past decade or two, who are looking to buy businesses both to build and resell. That's the private equity picture.
Mm-hmm.
Or young successful men who want to put the money that they've made in their first enterprise to work to run a business.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of that out there now. A lot of money looking to buy a good business. And the key word is good.
Mm-hmm.
Are they
going to bring cash to the table? My experience over the years is that most small businesses are sold to someone who can scrape up a few nickels, and then the owner takes back a lot of paper.
And that's very often a big part of the picture for sure. But it all depends. They may very well have enough money to buy your business and pay cash for it,
but they want to
buy two or three businesses, perhaps. This is a
right.
Investment. So, and besides, they want to make sure your business performs.
If that happens, congratulations. But you and I both know somebody walking in and writing you a check is a tiny minority of the times.
It absolutely is. That's right. Usually, that's going to be a strategic buyer, a big company
right.
who wants something about your business, just wants you out of the way.
Right.
Beyond that, you're right. You're going to get a dollar down and a dollar
but,
a week.
And the reason I bring that up, Gene, is because that's another reason for you to get your business in the position where it can operate more efficiently, can operate with a new owner that can go forward, because your future payout is going to depend upon the ability of this new owner to operate the business and pay you.
You bet. And that's what business owners don't think about.
Right.
It's not like a mortgage where there's a fixed price and that's what the price is going to be. Very often the price is going to be dependent on how well your business does after they take it over.
And that's the reason why I want to dwell on that a little bit, Gene, because as I've said for years now, you folks, the idea that somebody's going to walk in and say, I'll take it, you know, here's $1 million check, and you walk down the bank and cash it, it's not a fairy tale. But it's a limited edition. I mean, it doesn't happen that often.
Yeah, it's close for sure.
Yeah.
And that's why when business owners say, I want to sell this and walk away and be done with it, I want them to think twice, because you may very well want to stick around to make sure your business performs to get your maximum payout. And sometimes if you're not watching it, somebody who really wants to buy the business but doesn't know how to run it well
mm-hmm.
could run it into the ground without your help.
So which brings us to another part of this. And that is, you know, finding the person. I mean, when you stop to think about all the stars that have to align in order for you to pull off a successful sale, meaning you got a buyer who wants it, you're willing to sell it to them, and they actually pay you the money. All of those stars aligning, that's a real hat trick, isn't it?
Well, that's why you want to get help. You don't want to try to do it yourself. You want to get an advisor to help you
right.
do the preparation.
CFO type of thinker, yep.
That's the preparation side. That's where you get someone like my business or like me to help you do all those things, get it lined up in a row so it's as strong as it can be when you go onto the market. And then you want to find someone who will help you sell the business.
Right.
And ideally, that's an investment banker or a business broker, whatever, someone who knows how to get two
right.
or three people
and
bidding
for your
business.
And that's not a realtor either, by the way.
No, no. It's,
yeah.
not, it's not about real estate. This
right.
is about a business.
That's
different
right.
enemy.
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't get a shoe salesman to sell a car.
So that's exactly right. You need help. And be prepared for them to tell you the truth. So, therefore, be prepared to get stung a little bit. Right?
Yeah, because they're going to tell you all those things you haven't seen over the years or
that
don't
you don't
want to
hear about. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, Gene, I got to wrap it up, but let's keep talking about this. This is really, really important.
And there's a lot of stuff to talk about here, Jim. I'd love to come back.
Absolutely. We'll get you back again real soon. Thanks for being here.
All right, my friend. Take care.
Gene Siciliano, ladies and gentlemen. CFOForRent.com is his website. Check it out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.